I'm Theodore Henry with the GIS Evening News for Thursday, September 22. Coming up, Prime Minister calls for review of aid criteria for middle-income countries, government to increase local suppliers to tourism sector, and number of criminal courts at the Supreme Court to be increased. The news in detail after the break.
Reducing your light bill is much easier than you think. Here are a few tips. Iron once per week if possible. Avoid opening your fridge too often. Don't place your fridge near strong heat sources. And do not hang items on the back of your refrigerator. Save energy. Save money. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PCJ, your energy advisor.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness has called on the international financial community to review its policy on upgrading middle-income countries using gross domestic product, GDP, as the main criterion. This, he says, affects the ability of middle-income countries, such as Jamaica, to receive certain kinds of development aid.
A change in logic is being posited so that social and environmental criteria, not only economic criteria, are recognized. We're also proposing a carve-out within the middle-income category, where the inclusion of other indicators are used in determining economic well-being.
The Prime Minister was delivering the keynote address at the 4th Annual International Conference on Sustainable Development at Columbia University in New York on Wednesday. The conference forms part of the 71st session of the United Nations General Assembly, being held under the theme, The Sustainable Development Goals, a Universal Push to Transform Our World. Prime Minister Holness is expected to deliver his presentation in response to the theme on Friday, September 23. The number of criminal courts at the Supreme Court in downtown Kingston will be increased from 4 to 7, this following refurbishing work slated for completion by the end of the year. Justice Minister Delroy Chuck says the additional courtrooms will help to address the backlog of criminal cases.
We're now retrofitting 3 courts in the Supreme Court to be used for criminal trial. They were formerly civil courts, so those 3 civil courts will now be retrofitted so that you can have jury and a dock for the prisoner and also a witness box.
Mr. Chuck was speaking at a recently held sensitization session on justice services in St. Andrew. The sensitization sessions, which started on September 1, will continue until the end of the year. The initiative aims to raise awareness among key stakeholders about the various services provided by the ministry. As part of the sessions, 1,000 community persons will be trained per month in the areas of restorative justice, child diversion, victim support, legal aid, human trafficking, child abuse, and domestic violence. More than 300 persons from Kingston, St. Anne, and St. James have been trained to date. The government will be moving to increase the input of local producers and suppliers in the tourism sector. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett says there will be a strategic review of the consumption and production patterns in the sector with a view to increasing the participation of local manufacturers and service providers.
We're going to be looking at what it is that the tourist consumes, who is supplying it, and we are going to try to insert Jamaican suppliers in all these areas. Professional services, legal services, communication services, food supplies, furniture supplies, and the Jamaicans must be involved in those.
Mr. Bartlett was speaking at a recent GIS think tank session. He says special focus will be placed on developing collaborative schemes with investment partners to ensure local businesses are engaged and high-quality service is delivered. And Minister of Transport and Mining, Mike Henry, is encouraging the public to provide feedback on the new Road Traffic Act now before Parliament. He says he intends to voice the opinions of the public when the bill is debated in the House of Representatives on September 28. Mr. Henry was addressing the launch of the Road Traffic Safety Standard, JS, ISO 39001, by the Bureau of Standards Jamaica, BSJ, on September 21. The bill, which can be accessed on the ministry's website, was retabled in the House last week. The updated law will repeal and replace the existing Road Traffic Act of 1938 and will establish new road traffic offenses as well as provide increased penalties for current offenses. That was the GIS News. I'm Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.